is Philippe, and this is the podcast Life with AI, the podcast that will talk about artificial intelligence in a simpler way. And for today's episode, in the Portuguese version of the podcast, I interviewed Rafael. He's the CRO of Iwali. And it's funny because normally I interview people in English and then I translate to Portuguese, but today it's going to be the opposite. So I interviewed him in the Portuguese version and then I'm going to translate to you guys in the English version. And I hope it will be as good as a normal episode that I just record in English. So first of all, I didn't know previously, CRO stands for Chief Revenue Office. So he's the Chief Revenue Office of a fintech that is Iwali. So Iwali is a fintech that, according to him, they leverage technology to improve financial services. Iwali is a fintech that was born in 2014, and their goal in the beginning was to bring financial services to people that didn't have access to it at that time. So in Brazil, we say that we have people from classes C and D, and normally these people, they are a bit more poor than the average. So like A is rich people, B is average, C is like below average, and D is like really more poor people. So they want to bring financial services for people that at that time they didn't have the possibility to have those services. But then through time they saw that there is a big lack of financial services also for companies. So they shifted their focus from B2C to also B2B, and they became a white label platform that you can use to like manage payments, or even like a white label bank where you can even like where you can really provide bank services for every company that wants to. So like if you are a market and you want to have your own credit card, by the way, I don't know if it's normal outside Brazil, but here in Brazil you have a lot of stores and markets, supermarkets, that they have their own credit card brand. And of course, they are not a bank, they are just a store or a supermarket, and they use these white label platforms to create those credit cards for them, and Iwali is one of these companies. So in the beginning, they focused in the B2C, and then later they started focusing also in the B2B. And in the episode, like, we discussed some stuff mainly about B2C, because we discussed a lot about credit score. That is a huge application of AI. And you're going to see that it's really interesting the way that they are doing credit score. Because when you talk about C and D classes, like, you don't really have a lot of financial history about those people. So you need to calculate their credit score in a different way. And it's going to be like, you're going to see the way that they calculate it. It's very nice. So what happens is, in most of the cases, the way you give a credit score for a person is throughout historical databases, like where you live, where you work, your salary, if they have access to this information, your goods, if you have some, and mainly your historical transactions. So if you're a person that buys a lot, they're gonna have this data, and they're gonna use this data to give you a credit score, like a higher or a lower one. And he said that some of this data is public, so they can just like scrape or just ask for some public databases. But some of this data, they buy from other sources. And it was nice to listen someone from the bank field saying that, yes, we do buy information from different sources, so we can understand you better and have a better credit score for you. So yes, companies, they are getting our data and they are selling to third parties, especially banks in this case. And yeah, it's true. So, okay, we have this thing that most of the banks and most of people, they use your historical transactions to give you a credit score. But what happens if you didn't have any financial service before? Like, you don't have a transaction score. You only use printed money, but not digital money. So they don't know how to give you this credit score. But still, they are focused in those people. So how can they do it? So he said that they use something else. They use something called behavioral data, that is the way you use your app. Like, I can give an example that he gave to me. How many times you open the app per day, which buttons do you click, and which order do you click on those buttons, the time of your transaction, the volume, the frequency of the transaction. And also something that they did is that they did a sort of gamification where the person can interact with the app through some questions that the person needs to answer. Like, so at the same time that you make the person use your platform, you can also teach some financial stuff for this person. So like in the gamification, they can teach the person how to save money, how to pay their debts in a good way. You know, I don't know exactly what they do, but I know that they do this gamification. So you get this behavior data. And something that is also interesting that I noted is that, like, when you put this kind of gamification, the person, it gets more into your app and gonna use more often. You onboard even more the client into your platform. And if this client is more onboarded, maybe it's gonna be more loyal in the future. I don't know, but this is a possibility that came to my mind. Unfortunately, I couldn't go into the models that they use because he said it's a core for the company. But like just the data, the different way of scoring, giving this credit score, at least for me, it was really interesting. And then I asked him how they can metrify the performance of this behavior-based model against the, like, let's say, the historical data-based model. Because like I don't know any other companies using this behavior data to predict the credit score. And they didn't know either. So like they need to metrify how good is this model going against the other one. And he said that, like, they have some clients that they already have the historical data because not all the clients are classes C and D. And even for some of the C and D clients, they do have historical data. So what they did is that they did some A-B testing to test its performance. You have other services, a credit score, and you can buy this data and then you can predict yourself and see the one that goes better. This is for a short-term metric. But in the long run, you can also see for those that you use the behavior data and for those who you use the historical data, which one is happier, like, which means like which one stayed more in your platform and which one gave you more profit or more losses based on the credit score that you gave using one or the other strategy. So this is for the long run. And there is also the one in the short run that is just buying like some outsourced data of credit score for a person and comparing your internal model using behavior data and also using the historical dataset data. And something that I noticed is that like it's a little bit biased still because you're just using the clients that they already use your platform and they already have historical transactions. So like you don't really test with those that have no data in the past. So it means that these people, they don't really know how to use like fintechs and this online financial services. So in this case, I think a long run test would be much better to metrify if this model is working well or not. Because even though you tested with those clients that you had the historical data, I don't really think it can generalize for these new clients because it's a different distribution. Like there are different kinds of people because some they already had some best knowledge about it and some they it's just their first interaction with online banking or even banking in some cases. And a last thing that we discussed related to AI and data science, because most of the time we were discussing about the Brazilian way of doing credit score and stuff related to Brazil, so I don't really think it's interesting to say to you guys because you wouldn't understand, like it's really specific to Brazil. But a last use case that we discussed and it's really interesting is that something that he calls a mobile payment market, which is a payment service integrated with vehicles. And the example that he gave is a solution that like they're implementing to put these payment services inside a car. And in this way, you would be able to like pay the gas with your car and receive cashback, or go to a drive-thru and pay with your car. So, like in this case, you're gonna order in your car with the display that you have in your car, and then you're gonna pay with your car, and like the line that you're gonna have in the drive-thru gonna be much faster because like most of it you already ordered and you already paid, so you just need to take it back home. And it's also good for the food company because the cars that are plugged in their platform, yeah, for sure they're gonna give cashback to people, but the amount of people that have this car, they will go more often to this restaurant or to this food store, I don't know, because it will be better for them. First for the cashback and second for the time it's gonna take. So like it's a win-win situation where both parts, they make some money. And of course, Iwali, as the financial service intermediate between both, like they make a lot of money for sure. Yeah, so I think this was interesting that he said to me, and the data that they are able to get with all of this is huge. Like, and I was thinking about it, like Waze, they know so much about us just by seeing the way we move every single day. And I don't even know what they do with this data. I don't know if they are selling this data, or I think Waze is owned by Google. I think Google bought Waze some time ago, but I'm not sure. But anyways, like, they have a lot of data about us, and like, they know where we live, where we work, where we go often, even our girlfriend house and this kind of stuff. So yeah, guys, I hope it was an interesting episode. As I said, most of stuff that we discussed was related to like the Brazilian way of doing finance. But I tried to bring to you the most relevant information that we discussed, and I hope it was nice for you guys. So don't forget to follow the podcast on social media. On Instagram is podcast.lifewithai, and on LinkedIn is just lifewithai. Until next episode, guys, goodbye.